If you feel a strong urge and prompting of the Holy Spirit to share something right now, please come forward.
Just had a vision of this powerful lion walking next to and each one of us. This powerful, big, roaring lion, so kind and so loving towards me, but fearful to anyone coming close, trying to harm. And just the peace that if God is for us, who can be against us? If this God we sang of, the Creator, the One, the earth cries out, the trees and the fields clap their hands for Him. If He's for us, who can be against you?
I just want to confirm Debbie's word there. During the worship, I just sense that there's many that are anxious. And then the Lord just gave me a distinct impression, just as I was calling people forward, that when we know that He's with us, then we can face our Goliath like David did, without any fear. Just tying in with what Debbie says, like the Lord is a strong lion, the Lion of Judah beside us. We don't have to fear anything. He's with us. The word says, do not fear or be dismayed, because the Lord your God is with you.
While we were worshiping, I just saw that that picture of the 10 women that went out with the oil buckets, and only 5 were ready. And this morning, I just felt an urgency in S. Talk now. I just feel sometimes God has told us to do certain things, and then we were disobedient. We found ourselves doing our own thing, and then the Goliaths coming. And the Goliaths are there not because God sent them, but because of our choices that we've made. And this morning, I just want us to really be obedient to what God has told you last to do, and do it. It's what I felt.
Scared, and God found me, and pastor said, do not fear, and I still didn't want to come forward, and brother said what God has been speaking to my heart, and I said, now you are being disobedient. He just mentioned now, and I was like, yo, God, you found me, I cannot escape. About the scripture about the 10 women, the wise and fools, God said there are strategic delays. Whatever that is delaying, whatever that you think is delaying, there are strategic delays. And God says, I am not still. Thank you.
I just want to confirm Marshall's word and about the 10 virgins when you're worshiping. I got the same sense. There's really some that are distracted and aren't filling themselves, aren't preparing themselves. And the Lord really wants us to come to a place where we're constantly full of Him. We constantly fill our lamps. He's preparing His bride. He's coming back. And we can't go running to others to get that oil. We need to strategically sit by His feet and continually fill ourselves with that oil.
Amen. Thank you so much, Jacobus and the band. It was really awesome saam met julle vanoggend. This morning, besides just the absolute joy of being in the Lord's presence, we're also a little bit sad this morning in that it's the last morning that Debbie and Derek are with us. So I'd like to call them forward. We'd like to pray for them and with them. And we just thank God for the gifts that they've been to us as a church, and we believe that many of us will continue in fellowship and relationship with them. You guys have really been part and parcel of everything the Lord's been doing here over the last year and a half. And yeah, it's just really been such a blessing getting to know you guys. And they are moving to Philadelphia. So yeah, there's definitely a lot of good things waiting for you both there. And there's a couple of shofar churches in the region, so you don't have to be divorced from the family of shofar. And we look forward to hearing good things from you. Derek has got an amazing opportunity there on a farm. And I don't know if you guys would like to say anything. Debbie, I'm sure you've always got something to say, eh? Are you sure?
I'm going to miss you guys, really. We've been a year now, but it feels like a lifetime. I've made such lovely friends in this family, and it's not a church friendship where you move out and you make. It's lifelong friendships that we've made here. And thank you for your love and everything, your support. And thank you, Tians, for the opportunity to come and give my gifts here. Even if I was new and, you know, you trusted me to bring a word and be on stage. So thank you so much for that.
Just want to confirm what you said. Many times relationships is only for a season, but we've made lasting relationships over here. So thank you for your love. And as Tien said, Philadelphia, not America, it's in the Western Province. 1 hour's drive, so feel free to come and visit, enjoy braaibroodjies and whatever.
So stretch out your hands towards them. I'd just like to pray a blessing over them, and we truly send them with God's blessing as redemptive vessels. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this beautiful couple. Lord, the beautiful family that they are, Lord God, the testimony that they have of your goodness and your faithfulness in their lives. Thank you, Lord, for everything that they've sowed here in this congregation, Lord. Lord, they truly are gifts from you. And Lord, we send them as gifts to Philadelphia, to the farm, to the congregation where they will slot in, Lord, to the people that they will befriend there and undoubtedly minister to, Father, because their lives are a testimony, Father. And so, Lord, we send them, Lord, with your blessing, Lord God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for them, Father. We pray, Lord God, that you will continue to show your favor to them, Lord, that you will be their strength, Lord, that your face will shine upon them, in Jesus' name. Amen. Right, guys, then just a quick point of admin. Tomorrow night, we mentioned in our announcements that tomorrow night we have a leaders' meeting at 7 o'clock over here. I certainly hope all the leaders that is the small group facilitators and the zone coaches, that they will be here tomorrow night. But I would like to extend that invitation to everyone in the church that will be joining in the 3-day fast with us, which starts tomorrow morning or midnight tonight. Fast as you purpose in your heart. But if you are committed to fasting with us as a church for the next 3 days, so that means not just to not watch TV or something, but actually to forgo eating food, then you can join us tomorrow night, because we have an important message that we'd like to share with the church that is fasting tomorrow night. So I would like everyone that is joining in the fast to please be here to listen to the message tomorrow night. That will also just set us up for the remaining 2 days of the fast. So as for tomorrow until 7 o'clock, I would like you to just consecrate yourself for the Lord's purposes and for the remainder of this year, and just start praying into our vision as a church, and then we'll get more instruction tomorrow night. So tomorrow night is a open meeting, yeah, but it's just for those that will be fasting with us, please. Okay. Thank you. It's not to discriminate against the others, but we need to really be consecrated and focused for the following 3 days. So I just don't want any distraction or anything like that. And then on Wednesday night, everyone is welcome, whether you fasted or not, to come and celebrate together. We're all together, a church, and we'd like to just take an opportunity on Wednesday night to come together, all the small groups, and just have a fellowship meal together. For those that have fasted, they will be breaking the fast with that meal, and we'll just enjoy each other's company on Wednesday evening. Okay, thank you for that. Right, so you haven't seen us for a while. It's been quite a while, about almost 4 weeks that we were away. And we traveled through the country, and we saw a number of miracles. One of the big ones was that we didn't have to stop the car once to give hidings to the children. driving 4 days solid, 2 days up and 2 days down. And you got to know our kids, that patience isn't a fruit of the Spirit, that they've really grown massively yet. It's probably true for most toddlers and children. And if you know them, if we're going anywhere to visit the grandparents, in Stellenbosch or whatever, you've barely passed La Motte and they start asking, are we there yet? How much longer? This is taking forever, That word you hear a lot. So it was really amazing family experience and a growing together. And we spent our time in Natal, and there we visited the congregations, the shofar congregations in Durban and Pietermaritzburg. We stayed with the pastoral families there for almost a week at each home, and we just fellowshipped with them. The children played and they got on like a house on fire. Fortunately, they didn't set any houses on fire, but it was really a fun time. And we could also host a marriage seminar in Durban and minister to some of the married couples there, also individually with them, and then minister at the Sunday services preached in Durban and Maritzburg. And both of those churches are kind of in a church planting phase. So that took me back to my Tableview days, and were able to just share a bit of strategy with the pastors. And it's just really amazing to see what God is doing out there in Natal. It's not always easy. It's a bit of hard ground. It's a completely different culture. Those of you from Natal would know there's many different religions over there that are pervasive in the society. And, it's quite a challenge to actually break through some of those molds and ideologies and just get the message across. So oftentimes ministering there is hard ground. And I must say, just coming back here, it almost, it's almost a bit of a sigh of relief, and it feels like I'm really at home. in the church, not just because I live at the church, but you know, it's really true what has often been said of us as a congregation, that it's easy to minister to us. You are very receptive. Your hearts are open, you know, compared to many other places and congregations. So thank you for that. I got good feedback from the ministers that did come and minister to you. So thank you for receiving them. And the word says that if you receive a prophet in the name of the prophet, you'll receive a prophet's reward. So I really believe that the church has been strengthened, also in my absence. So I'm very excited about that. And just thank you again. It's good to be back. So there's a photo or two of our journey. So that was, we took a detour in the Drakensberg. That's going up the one easy hike called the Cascades hike, where there's the one river coming down and cascading down the mountain. That was our funny face photo. It seems like only the boys bought into the funny face photo there. So the Drakensberg, very beautiful, first, my first time there. And then that was at St. Lucia on the river. And you see I'm holding on to Rainey there with the one hand, because if he had his way, he would have jumped into the river to go and have a closer look at the crocodiles and the hippos. So I had to make sure I held on to him. But it was really a special family time as well. So thank you for allowing us that opportunity. As we drove through the country, if you were a tourist and, you know, had no clue about what was about to happen in our country politically, then you know, you wouldn't have been in the dark for very long, because there were political campaigning posters up all over the country. And in where we spend most of our time in Natal, these posters were everywhere, and you can see which parties have the most financial backing, with massive billboards over the highways and, you know, big photos of their faces and so on. And the children always asking, so who's that guy that's all over the place, you know? And we could educate the children on who are the representatives of the various political parties. And so you can see all these promises that are being made, you know, spacious homes for everyone and this and that. And I've yet to hear of a political party that's really met all of their promises in the past. And it's maybe because, as the Word of God says, God is not a man that he should lie, so men lie. And we are not to put our trust in South Africa in a person or a political party for that matter. Yes, it is important to vote. I'm not denouncing voting. And many people have waited a very long time to vote in this country and have been doing so for the last while. But we cannot put our hope in any political party. We are constrained to this life in the natural and where we find ourselves and citizens of this country. And there's a certain influence that those in government would have over our lives. But ultimately, there's something where the government does not need to have an influence. There's a choice that each of us have that supersedes any of the legislation of any government for that matter. This morning, I'm not delivering a political message, even though the title is One Vote. It's not one man, one vote, but it's just one vote. One vote that we have. And actually, if you Google, not Google, if you go on any Bible program and you put in the word vote, which I did very interestingly, then one. Nor will they say, see here or see there, for indeed the kingdom of God is within you. See, we are citizens and we are members of a kingdom that the world cannot see with their eyes. Neither can they discern it, because it's spiritually discerned. We are not in a natural kingdom. There are still some kingdoms in the world. Swaziland, etc. But we are in the kingdom that cannot be discerned in the natural, although one day that will change. When the new earth has come, stand together this morning. I want to pray for us. I'd love to ask the band to come up again. Lord, this morning we want to thank you that we could come into your presence, that you are here with us, that we can know you, that you are living inside of us, that your spirit is in us, that your kingdom is in us. Where is your kingdom? It is inside of each of us that have confessed that Jesus is Lord and have believed it in our hearts. Where is your kingdom? Is every person that is submitted to your authority. Help us to remain submitted, Lord. When we say and we sing, you are Lord Jesus. You're not just Jesus Christ who died for us, but you are Lord over our lives. You are our master. You are the one that we defer to, the one that we take our direction from, the one that we follow and obey. Help us to do that, Lord. Help us by your Spirit to be loyal subjects in your kingdom and to live like we know we have a King who is alive. Lord, the world is in a bad way. People all over hurting other people. People devoid of your love. People that don't know any better. We pray, Lord, that you will intervene. That you will hear the cries of your children and your saints. That will come before.